of the latest COVID-19 test results, Chief Medical Officer Dr. John Lee says 181 tests have been carried out since our last report on Wednesday. All 181 tests came back negative for SARS-CoV-2. Now, the total number of people in isolation, either at a government facility or in their homes as required by the Medical Officer of Health, is currently at 129. Sailors, Royal Marines, and the U.S. Coast Guard team on board support ship RFA Argus seize 11 bales of cocaine weighing 358 kilos in the first of three busts in 7 days. Radio Cayman's Dion Anglin has more.
According to a press release from the Royal Navy, the Argus used squalls as cover to stay out of sight and avoid raising suspicion, while her boarding team of Royal Marines from 47 Commando and the U.S. Coast Guard prepared to strike. When caught about a mile away from the target, the Royal Marines were spotted, and the suspect vessel's crew started to throw their illegal cargo overboard. The crew of the intercepted vessel was brought back to RFA Argus along with their seized cargo before being transferred to U.S. Coast Guard Cutter Spencer. Their boat was subsequently sunk by soldiers from 24 Commando Royal Engineers. Reporting for Radio Cayman News, I'm Dion Anglin.
RFA Argus and Medway are deployed to the Caribbean as part of a Royal Navy task group. They are in the region to support island communities during hurricane season, but also to carry out maritime security and counter-narcotics operations. The overstayer amnesty program comes to an end on October 31st. Customs and Border Control and Workforce Opportunities and Residency Cayman are encouraging anyone who has overstayed in the country due to COVID-19 to take the necessary steps to get regularized before that amnesty period ends. So if you're a work permit holder and your permit has been canceled or won't be renewed, officials say you should take advantage of the repatriation flights offered by Cayman Airways or British Airways. On October 1st, CBC counters will open with a new online system, which will make it possible for visitors to apply and pay for extensions. Longtime visitors who are also homeowners who want to remain for an additional period, well, they can make an appointment with CBC or apply using that online system. Once the amnesty period expires on October 31st, CBC says it will be increasing its compliance checks, and those found to be in breach of the law may be subject to fines and or prosecution. You can find out more at cbc.gov.ky. The Ministry of Education, Youth, Sports, Agriculture, and Lands approves an increase in funding for students in the Early Childhood Assistance Program. Radio Cayman's Felicia Rankin-Sullins has more.
The fund increase is welcomed news for those who are part of the Early Childhood Assistance Program, says Senior Policy Advisor and Manager of the Early Childhood Care and Education Unit, Carol Bennett.
When we got the approval from the minister for this funding, it was like a celebration in our unit because we know the stories of the parents who are applying for this funding, and we know many of the children who this will affect in such a positive way and just take some of the burden off of parents as they really try to do their best for the children.
The last ECAP funding increase was 5 years ago, and Ms. Bennett says this increase could not have come at a better time.
And of course, the cost of early childhood centers has been increasing, and of course, parents are experiencing further difficulty because of cost of living increasing, further demands on their income, as well as this year, COVID-19 has affected so many of us. So this year, it came in quite handy for parents and for early childhood centers as well, because it helps to close the gap between what the funding provides and the cost of many of the early childhood centers.
ECAP funding is specifically to help young Caymanian children access early childhood care and education centers.
And we've talked to so many parents because so many parents have stories that are very interesting but also very heart-rending as well. And so many of them have expressed such gratitude for the past funding of $450 a month or $275 a month, but they still express that difficulty in being able to cover the cost.
For more information about ECAP, please contact the ECCE unit at the Ministry of Education by email at ecap@gov.ky. For Radio Cayman News, I'm Felicia Rankin-Sollins.
The ECAP application forms are also accessible from education.gov.ky, or you can collect the forms from the Government Administration Building, the Department of Education Services, and all early childhood education centers. The Department of Tourism continues to host its virtual event series showcasing all things Cayman. During the COVID-19 lockdown, the DOT started the live event series with DJs, musicians, singers, chefs, yoga instructors, and more, all with the aim of inspiring hope and entertaining those watching all around the world.
We had a great time launching that program just to inspire and somewhat distract as well from all of the fear and despair that we have experience during the COVID-19 period.
Director of Tourism, Mrs. Rosa Harris, tells CIGTV many potential visitors were sad they couldn't come to Cayman. So these events gave them a chance to visit the islands in spirit rather than in person.
For us here in Cayman who get to enjoy the beauty now that we have some level of normalcy, we still have visitors who await for the day to visit Cayman, to go on the beach, to listen to the steel drums, to eat the food, to just enjoy everything Cayman has to offer.
The DOT live events continue, and you can check out the Visit Cayman Islands Facebook page for all the upcoming events. Despite the disruption of COVID-19, the Central Caribbean Marine Institute has continued its commitment to its ocean literacy education program. And this year, thanks to donations and grants, CCMI will be able to deliver their marine ecology camps, youth environmental leadership course, and newly developed ocean science scholar internships. Delivery of these courses began over the summer, and CCMI will complete the scholarship schedule by December.
At a time when pressure on biodiversity is being felt by us all, coupled with the recent announcement by the UN that the world has failed to achieve any of the 2010 climate goals outlined in the Aichi targets, it is paramount that we continue to work towards protecting coral reefs and promote a healthy marine environment for our future social, economic, and ecological well-being.
CCMI's Director of Research, Dr. Gretchen Goodbody-Gringley, adds engaging Caymanian students with research, as well as their work on restoration and ecological adaptation, enables the science station to combine topical and important marine research with local education.
Real conservation begins with understanding what we are striving to protect. We strongly believe that every young Caymanian should have the opportunity to learn about the marine environment that surrounds them. Providing scholarships is key to achieving this goal.
Several scholarships are still available. Teachers 4 years, 5 and 6 in government schools are currently encouraged to apply for a fully funded 3-day marine ecology course for their classes. In addition, CCMI is seeking up to 6 Caymanian students for the YELC program. This program is for students ages 15 to 19, and it focuses on creating enthusiastic ambassadors for the ocean. To find out more, visit reefresearch.org or email info@reefresearch.org. Kind of a scaled-down Pirates Week celebration is being planned for 2020 in light of the COVID-19 pandemic. As Radio Cayman's Shanda Gallego reports, this year's celebration is themed Community, Caymunity.
So the plans for the 2020 festival has been what we call the million-dollar question that we get asked quite frequently.
Festival General Manager Melanie McField speaking there to Radio Cayman during the committee's annual appreciation night for volunteers and sponsors held at Cayman Cabana last Saturday.
And what we've decided, because Pirates Week is in the hearts of the Caymanian community, we couldn't go this year without having some form of celebration.
Although scaled down, the 43rd annual Pirates Week Festival will see key events such as Pirate Party Night, the National Song Competition, the District Heritage Ambassador Costume Competition, the annual Turtle Release remains on the Pirates Week calendar, and there will also be 2 new events introduced this year.
Including a flotilla, which is the equivalent of a land parade but on sea with boats, which is something everyone is really excited about. We also have an island-wide pirate treasure scavenger hunt that we're hoping to do in conjunction with the National Trust. So those are events that we're really looking forward to this year. And we also have other community pop-up events with our pirates.
The events will begin on November 5th and will run through November 11th in Grand Cayman. Festivities move to Little Cayman on November 13th through to the 15th. Unfortunately, there's nothing for Kim and Brack, but Ms. McField says it gives the committee the opportunity to build a bigger and better Sister Island event for 2021. Ms. McField says there won't be a pirate's landing in Grand Cayman this time around, but there will be a parade on the sea.
We understand that, you know, there are limitations on what we can do, and of course we're disappointed that we can't have what we consider a typical festival, including the parade, the landing, you know, the cardboard boat race, and these are all events that people really look forward to, including the fireworks. But to have a parade on the sea works for me. So we're really looking forward to it, and that's our flotilla. So we couldn't have it on land, we decided to take it on the ocean, or the sea as I'm always corrected, Caribbean Sea.
Officials will continue to monitor the situation and will update the public as necessary, as keeping our safety is top priority. Shanda Gallego, Radio Cayman News.
And that is your latest local news from Radio Cayman's newsroom. I'm April Cummings.